This is Health Matters reporting on how the federal government supports junk food.
You may be thinking, wait a minute. Federal guidelines for healthy eating emphasize the vital importance of a diet high in fresh fruits and vegetables. How can they be supporting junk food at the same time? But the answer is simple. The federal government subsidizes 7 major agricultural products used extensively in the manufacture of junk food.
Do we need to define junk food here?
I'd say junk food is any food or beverage high in chemicals, sugar, and processed fat, but low in nutrition. Also, junk food contains little fiber. Its high sugar content is a red flag for anyone with a weight issue. A Harvard Medical School publication places grain-based desserts like cake, cookies, donuts, pies, crisps, cobblers, and granola at the top of its list of high-calorie food.
So junk food is any high sugar, high chemical, and high fat food. So junk food is any high sugar, high chemical, and high fat food that delivers lots of calories and little to no nutrition. But let's be clear, the federal government does not subsidize the manufacture of these foods directly. Though the subsidies go to industrial scale farmers who grow or raise the raw materials for processed foods.
High-calorie processed foods rely heavily on 7 major U.S. crops: corn, soybeans, wheat, sorghum, milk, and meat. These crops are financed in part by the federal government. This in turn ensures that industrial food manufacturers can purchase crops and meat at low prices and produce plentiful amounts of cheap food for the American consumer.
Not just the American consumer, by the way. U.S. junk food is widely distributed in third world countries. If you ever visit one of these countries, expect to see junk food wrappers littering the highways and byways.
From 1995 to 2010, the government gave $170 billion in agricultural subsidies to the Big 7 crops. A lot of this taxpayer money went to crops that are used as animal feed. Subsidy dollars also went to crops that are converted to inexpensive foods and additives. We're talking corn sweeteners, processed meats, and refined carbohydrates and oils.
Wait, are you saying processed meats are junk foods?
There are nutrition experts who claim processed meats are junk foods, and there's plenty of data to back up their claims. Cold cuts have all kinds of chemicals and lots of salt and fat.
So does teriyaki chicken. People think this is a healthy option because it's low in fat and calories. But teriyaki chicken contains high levels of sugar, salt, genetically modified soy, MSG, and other unhealthy chemicals. Or take hot dogs. The label alone is enough to make you queasy. Hot dogs contain meat trimmings, which are often ground up organs, and lots of salt, chemicals, and high fructose corn syrup.
And let's not forget fast foods. There are at least 1,600,000 fast food restaurants nationwide. Americans eat out an average of 4 to 5 times a week, often at fast food restaurants because, well, they are fast, reasonably priced, and convenient. But fast food is processed food. That includes pepperoni pizza, popcorn shrimp, fried chicken, chicken nuggets, and tacos.
So here's the bitter pill. Fast food is junk food. All junk food is processed. All of it contains preservative chemicals, colorant chemicals, flavor chemicals, and texture chemicals. Add sugar, fat, and salt to the chemical mix and you have the basic junk food recipe, packaged and delivered to every supermarket and mini market in the land.
There was no such thing as junk foods until the industrial manufacture of food products took off after World War II. Now, the federal government indirectly subsidizes the so-called food directly linked to the obesity epidemic in this country, products that are impairing our health and the health of future generations.
We have options, however. We don't have to buy processed foods. We can grow our own. We can buy food from local farmers' markets. We can cook from scratch, which is to say, buy fresh fruits and vegetables, fresh meat and dairy products, and take it from there.
Refusing to buy junk food will improve your health and the health of your loved ones.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Christian Marshall, David Moon, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.